Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hour number three of the program. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. This is the Fan After Dark, and I can tell we got some new listeners to the program. And number one, I do appreciate when we do get new listeners to the show.
What they say?
I've had to explain how Fair or Foul works to a couple different people from the 469. Why is Fred so obsessed with this topic? Well, it's a Fair or Foul topic, and that's typically how the segment works. Is we read a story from out in the world, and then we decide whether it's fair or foul. So considering we're all three guys over the age of 25, thus that's why we picked the topic. So never mind, I get it. Fred is projecting. What, projecting that I'm a virgin after age 25? Is that what I'm projecting? So I get my kids are Jesus? Is that what I got going on? I got two kids that are Jesus? I mean, it is Christmas. It is the Christmas holiday. So anyway, 469, thanks for listening. Work on your comprehension skills, and let us know how that works out for you. As you know, and hey, look, always glad to have new listeners. Some just not as sharp as others, but you know what? We do appreciate you being here. All right, NFL wise, it's a Friday night, bro. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling spicy today. Is what I'm feeling. So I can't help myself. Let's see here. Lamar, I didn't realize this. Did you know Lamar Jackson was dealing with an ankle injury?
Yeah, this is the fourth straight week he's missed at least one day of practice.
So our boy Lamar, he's missed practice, as you just alluded to. However, he will start this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this is a big game in the NFC North, which has been a very topsy-turvy division this year. Obviously, Cincinnati's been a cluster, you know what. Cleveland's been a debacle. The Steelers are banking on 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers and a DK Metcalf, who just isn't that great of a receiver.
And they gave him a lot of money.
Oh, they sure did. What, they gave him $96 million or something crazy like
traded
that?
Traded a second-round pick for him, too.
Gave up a second-round pick and extended him. But Baltimore, they're 6-6 on the year. They have won five straight games, you know, after starting out 5-5.
You know, Cincinnati
still can. That's the crazy part about it. And I tell you what, in one of my fantasy leagues, Joe Burrow was out there. So your boy picked up Joe Burrow, so I'm feeling nicey about that.
Are you still
that.
Alive in our Tolo one?
Yeah, I've actually clinched my playoff spot. It's actually down to you and Zave for the last playoff
spot.
Yes.
Did I lose last week?
And I think, I mean, if I'm being honest, you're probably going to get that spot because you're a game ahead of him, and he's checked out. I mean, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? And
I am playing the number one team, our boy Peyton Tradeway, who is 12-1 on the
season. Dude, he's been crushing everybody.
He's 12-1.
He's been crushing everybody. So
he did have George Pickens and Amon-Ra, and somehow I escaped. He only scored 23 points. I scored 24, so I outscored him one player to two.
I was going to say, you had Aubrey, right?
And I had Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, no, Aubrey went off yesterday. Raise your hand if you had Jahmyr Gibbs. Ew! Yes, sir! So we're feeling nicey about that. What did Dak do? Because he didn't do much. I mean, he had
18
what?
Fantasy points.
Give me a break, dude.
376 yards, one touchdown.
That's it. That killed me.
I mean, two picks that aren't his fault, though, really hurt him, too.
Yeah, they did.
You lose 4 points right there on the interceptions.
So that's 22 if he didn't have them two picks.
Mm-hmm. And the fact, and he got 2 points back for a two-point conversion.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Yeah. The fact that he only threw one touchdown is kind
of... That was brutal.
Did Javonte score?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, because that's how he got his 1,000th yard.
Yeah.
Was that touchdown.
You know what was the backbreaker? Was the Montgomery run. When he shakes off Murray and Revell, and he runs up the middle and kind of cuts back to the right.
Oh, yeah. That was like his second run. That was like his second one, though, wasn't it?
It was the first touchdown he scored, but it was second or third run. That's what made it 14-3 or 14-7, whatever it was.
Just some news and notes from around the National Football League. Kyler Murray will not play the rest of the season.
That's from
Jonathan Gannon. Jonathan Gannon, who our boy James Tritely has hated since day one. So shout out to our boy Trites, who was not a fan.
I'm pretty sure you called that, though. You said, I don't think Kyler will play again.
No, I said, that whole situation's been wonky.
So we think he's gone?
Oh, absolutely.
We need to start seeing some quarterbacks move. We need to start seeing some quarterbacks move.
Okay. Let's do our top five on the curve. How much time have we got? Oh, we got plenty of time. All right. Top five on NFL stack version. Top five quarterbacks we want to see in a new home next season. Kyler Murray.
Yep.
And these top five aren't necessarily like, oh, my God, this, like, we're just kind of rattling off here. Kyler Murray's number one.
Trevor Lawrence on for me. I think he needs a new situation.
Ooh. But they're balling right now. I mean,
I'm not buying it.
All right. I'm going to put him down at number five, and I'm putting Trevor Lawrence, but I'm going to put a star by his name because I do not agree. I'm okay with him. I think he needs another year with Liam Cohen.
Okay.
Because that's the thing about the one thing I will say about Trevor Lawrence, while I'm not like, you know, he hasn't lit the world on fire. He's had flashes of being good, and I think we do overlook the fact that he's had, what, four different coaches, four different offensive coordinators, whatever it's been, or something like that in the first 5 years of his NFL career. So I will say that about Trevor Lawrence
Tua.
As it pertains to that. Here's my thing, though, with Tua.
I'm more doing this in favor of Miami.
Is that what? Yeah, I was going to say to get off. Because if you can't ball with Mike McDaniel, who are you going to ball with? Because he's a popular name right now. That apparently Chiefs fans are hoping that that he gets fired from Miami, and that Andy Reid would kick the tires on bringing somebody in that's actually got
be a nasty OC with that offense.
Well, I mean, I'd love to just see somebody with some modern ideas. I mean, again, I've said it time and time again. I don't think much of Mike McDaniel, the head coach, but as an offensive coordinator, I mean, I think he's a great offensive mind.
Can I throw out two that would be absolutely wild in their franchise quarterbacks, but people have lofted the idea? Can you tell me what you think? Both the same division, Burrow and Lamar. Is there any chance that they're not the quarterback there forever?
I think Burrow over Lamar for sure.
But if you're the Ravens, do you go, hey, we've had a two-time MVP and we've got nothing to show for it?
I mean, do we think at this stage of his career, because look, they see, the NFL basically colluded against him a few years ago.
Correct.
All right. Like,
and
we all
started winning MVPs.
We all pretty much, I mean, hell, he'd already won an MVP by then, right? But what they were worried about was nobody wanted to give him a fully guaranteed deal. And I think the other issue is that he doesn't have an agent. I think that is probably what hampered him the most. Well, I don't think that hampered him the most, but I think it didn't help, the fact that he doesn't have an agent and that Deshaun Watson had just gotten $230 million guaranteed, and everybody's thinking to themselves, like, and not that Lamar has those off-the-field issues. Lamar in a different play. I could see Cincinnati trading Burrow just because they're not a smart franchise.
Cincinnati's are a bunch of
Cincinnati's just not a smart franchise. I could totally see them moving off of Burrow for all the wrong reasons. If you're Baltimore and you don't win the division this year and don't make the playoffs, would you kick the tires on? Because here's the thing: what kind of haul are you getting back for Lamar?
Everything. I want your entire franchise.
Ain't nobody doing that.
If I'm the Browns, why not?
Because first of all, you're not making an interdivision trade.
I'll give you everything.
And if you're the Browns, you can't necessarily. I don't know. I'm not giving up more than two first rounds for Lamar Jackson.
I would.
You know.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Picks.
Oh, I'm doing those next segment.
Oh, we're doing that next segment.
Yeah, no, this is NFL stack.
Oh, this is NFL stack.
We're doing picks next segment.
Okay.
I got that already written down. All right, you said, all right, so we said Kyler Murray, we said Trevor Lawrence. Give me one more quarterback that needs a
Does
new
it have
home.
To be traded?
No, it could be anybody. I mean,
I think Mac Jones absolutely finds a place. I feel like that's
I was about to say
fruit,
Brock Purdy, so San Francisco, just in general.
See, and here's the thing about Mac Jones. See, Mac Jones got a 2-year deal, right? So they've got him
then
for.
He could be traded then, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think right now he has value.
But see, I think if you're San Francisco, you hold on to him. Hmm. Purdy has not shown an ability to stay healthy for an entire NFL season.
But he's cheap.
No, ooh. Not anymore. He's well, not.
But he's for quarterback value, he's bro. On the lower end.
Wait. Hey. Who are we saying is cheap? Which quarterback are we talking
Purdy.
About?
Purdy.
Bro, Purdy's making $50 million a year.
Yeah, I know, but in comparison, in the range of quarterbacks.
That's still towards the top.
That's, dude, that's still.
He's still like top 10.
Well, but if you're not going to go sign Sam Darnold or somebody like that, but I'm saying for like a, he's good. But that's about as far as.
He's playing terrible compared to his contract.
He's been hurt too, though.
Even when he wasn't hurt, he was bad.
I'm not saying Brock Purdy's great. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying is that. But you could get value for Mac Jones to help Brock Purdy get better. Go get a wide receiver. Go get a top pick. I feel like somebody would give at least a 2 for Mac Jones right now.
No, you're not getting a 2 for Mac Jones. Do you think, Fred, you're getting a second round pick for Mac Jones?
You might be able to find. I could see the Jets.
You could find. I feel like this one's saying. I feel like you could find.
You're not
going
to second round pick. I don't think you should. No. I'm not saying you should, but could I see it? I could. You're only getting one. You're not going to get multiples.
I don't think you're getting anything better than a 4 for Mac Jones. You're not getting like 3 or 4 good games. We're giving you our second round pick for a backup quarterback, guys. I get it. Mac Jones had a nice little streak. I think he's better than Brock Purdy, but you're not getting a second.
I don't disagree. Look, it's hard to find good NFL quarterbacks.
What do you get for Brock Purdy then, though? If you're not getting one for
he's got
for
much
Mac
trade
Jones.
Value right now. I mean, well, he's hurt that's what and I'm saying, expensive. Is that,
but if we're getting rid of Brock Purdy, where does Brock Purdy go to get better and get value?
I don't think he's very good, so I'm not.
Right now, Brock Purdy is the 8th highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
So you think he's cheap?
I'm saying cheap in the realm,
dude. There's not
of quarterbacks that have been
8th. There ain't nothing cheap about Brock Purdy. I'm sorry, because look, right? You know, okay. Let me just give you a name. Brock Purdy is making more money than Justin Herbert. And is making more money than Lamar Jackson.
Well, Justin Herbert his deal hasn't come up yet.
Dude, it has. Justin Herbert's making $52.5 million.
Well, how much is Brock? I thought Brock was getting 50. Maybe that's no, where I'm wrong.
No, Brock, I mean we're splitting hairs here. I mean, he's making 53.
I thought he was making 50, but that's what I'm saying.
I mean, sure,
but that's the realm of quarterbacks now. That's literally the realm of quarterbacks now.
Which, look, I don't disagree, but I'm with Blake on this one. I've never been a huge Brock Purdy fan.
And I'm not, you know, going, hoorah, Brock Purdy, but I'm just saying that at a point when guys were getting $60 million, he said, okay, I'll take 53.
Only one guy got 60. That's Dak. There's not a bunch. Dak is still the highest paid.
But there's guys getting 55 plus, like that. That's where it was at.
So you think he took like a team-friendly deal?
For sure. Well, no, I don't even think it's a team-friendly deal. I think it's just, hey, I realize that I'm not Dak Prescott. I'm not.
I don't think that was a very
Lamar
hard
Jackson.
Conversation to have with 53. I don't think he was asking for 60.
All right, Brock Purdy. Let's see if it'll tell me what. Because Spotrac's gotten kind of, they've gotten kind of shiesty here as of late when it comes to.
All them ads.
200. His contract was for $265 million.
I would never.
Brock Purdy signed a 5-year, $265 million with $182 million.
Because
guaranteed.
Isn't Tua and Trevor Lawrence both making more money than him? Don't they have $55 million deals? And
yes.
Again, like,
Tua's making 53.1.
I think Lawrence, you could make the argument that you'd rather have Lawrence over Purdy for sure. I don't know
there's like 5 guys on his list that we all just said should be not cut, but traded, getting away from the teams. None of these, a lot of the guys at the top of the list are not playing well.
Well, and sure, but I'm just talking about merely for, is it Mac Jones or Brock Purdy? Like, that's the thing.
I think Mac Jones is playing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Played better this season.
So then why isn't he starting? Why isn't he the guy?
Because they're paying Purdy $53 million.
But that's, I don't think that's right. That is not right. Like, what, get rid of Purdy.
I mean,
then.
But you can't just get rid of him just because he's playing bad. Other teams are also saying he's making $53 million.
I'm sure,
like, we don't want that to
I'm
be
sure
our problem.
There's plenty of teams that could be. Here's a seventh. There's Brock Purdy. Okay. If you didn't want that,
at
that's
first you wanted to get a second pick. Out of
I mean, bro, Mac Jones.
Bro, you're not. If you think you're getting a, you're going to give a seventh for Brock Purdy and a second for. Look, I'll co-sign that some team's stupid enough to. I'm not saying he's worth it, but I could see some team being stupid enough to get it to send a second for Mac Jones. Nobody wants Brock Purdy.
That's fine. And I'm not. That's not the argument that I'm making.
What are you making?
The argument I'm making is that Mac Jones can be traded. That is what I think.
Tell
he
you
is
all
good.
That to tell you this.
I'm well, sure
but y'all
be.
Are coming after me for Brock Purdy, and I'm trying to just say that Mac
said,
Jones, I think,
you
is
said
good
his contract was
well,
you, good.
Say,
you
said
he was playing good his contract.
The reason why we came at you after Brock Purdy because you said he was cheap. Now, like his frugal spending habits? Now, maybe. Maybe that's what we were referring to. But
shops
as far
at Marshalls, huh?
As,
is that what it is? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean, maybe he does. But for $265 million, $182 million guaranteed, ain't nothing cheap about Brock Purdy. Okay, coming up next, let's do picks. I beat Blake 2-1 last week. Another big week this week, okay? We're getting down to the nitty-gritty, boys. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Oh, although, right now, we're both 0-1. Okay,
yeah,
we're
we
both 0-1. We both had the Cowboys winning yesterday, and we were wrong. Lots more to get to. Who's cheaper, Brock Purdy or Trevor the Creator? Don't go anywhere. Appreciate that. It is the Fan After Dark on a freaky Friday night. 35-38, the Dallas Mavericks are down 3 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Nice effort we're seeing from the boys tonight. And we will keep you posted on all things Dallas Mavericks. Hey, by the way, Stars guy, latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Stars just tied it up. Sam Steele got himself a goal with about 6 minutes left in the third period. Jake Ottinger is in goal tonight. He's doing pretty well. Offensively, we're struggling a little bit, but you know, obviously, when you get a win, you get a win, and no matter if they're a mediocre team or not.
Win's a win. Win's a win. That's all that matters, right?
I agree.
Win's a win. Let's see here. I'm finishing up my spreads here. Green Bay minus 6.5. Okay, I think I've got everybody. One more game left. Let's see here. Tell you what. I don't know how I feel about that, but we'll see. And then last but certainly not least. Okay. All right. I do have all my paperwork spread on my desk at home. I will have the countdown this weekend. I keep saying that, but by God, I'm going to do it this weekend. Okay, here we go. You and I were 0-for last night. We both picked the now, I did get, this is now the fourth week in a row where Blake or myself at least got the Cowboys score right. Because I did pick the Cowboys to score 30 points last night.
Did you?
I did. Now, granted, I had Detroit only scoring 21.
So that part I was 23 points. I was 23 off. I was 23 off. But I did get the 30 for the Dallas Cowboys. But ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Bottom line was Fred was wrong. Okay, let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Seattle -7 at Atlanta.
Seattle.
Okay, you and I are both in agreement on that. Tennessee at Cleveland. Cleveland -4. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Okay. Chicago at Green Bay. Green Bay -6.5.
Chicago.
Give me Chicago as well. Washington -1.5 at Minnesota. Give me the Commanders.
Washington at Minnesota. What's the spread again?
Washington -1.5, and you will have Jaden Daniels back.
Washington.
Okay. This might be the first. This might be the first one where we have to actually do some thinking here. Miami -3 at the Jets. I'm going to go with the Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets.
I'm also going to do the Jets.
Okay. Okay, here's an interesting one. New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay -8.5. I'm going with the Aints on this one, just because it's a divisional matchup.
Where's this game at?
This game is in Tampa.
Tampa Bay.
Okay. All right. There's our first. There's the first disagreement between Blake and I. Indy -1.5 at Jayville. You know who your boy's taking. You know who your boy's taking.
You know, Indy.
Okay. There's our second one. I'm taking Jayville. Blake's taking Indy. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore -6. It's a tough one. Pittsburgh just, I mean, I don't.
Baltimore.
You know what? I'm going with Pittsburgh. I don't think they'll win, but I think they'll keep it close. Denver -7.5 at Vegas. Give me Denver. Vegas is awful. Denver's not much better, but they're just, Vegas is terrible. After watching them last week, they can't get any. Their defense is atrocious. They're off. I mean, their offensive line.
What's the spread?
7.5.
Denver.
I mean, I feel bad for Ashton Jeanty. We can make the argument all day. The Raiders were stupid for drafting him 6th overall when you have a team that's as terrible as they are. But I mean, my God, that poor kid. He's getting people. I mean, people are in his face before he even gets the ball. Cincinnati at Buffalo. Buffalo -6. I'm going with Cincy on this one.
I'm going to go Cincy as well.
Okay, okay. The Rams at Arizona. Rams -8.5.
Rams.
Okay. You and I are both in agreement on that. Houston at Kansas City. Kansas City -3.5.
Houston.
I hate to do this. I hate to do this, but we're getting down to nut cutting time. I'm going to go with Houston as well.
Yep. You know the deal.
Emotional hedge. Emotional hedge. Because if Chiefs win, I could care less if I get that wrong. And then here's the game that matters for all you Dallas Cowboy fans out there, and I do mean matters. The Monday night affair, the Philadelphia Eagles -2.5 at the Chargers.
Chargers.
I, too, am going with the Chargers. So we got, once again, three different. You went with Tampa. I went with New Orleans. I went with Jayville. You went with Indianapolis. I went with the Steelers, and you went with the Baltimore Ravens. And every other choice you and I are in agreement on.
I should do the emotional hedge on the Tampa game because I feel like New Orleans will keep it close, but it's in Tampa and I want to feel I gotta rock with them.
No, you do. You do. I mean, I'm not mad at you for that. I mean, I'll especially be happy when the Saints lose by 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel good about it. I'll tell you what you shouldn't feel good about, and that is was that an interception they just brought back to the house?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out if it's a touchback or not.
Oh, okay. So I tell you what. Oh, you mean green out there? Oh, that's a fumble.
Or if it's even a touchdown.
That's first. A fumble right there. Okay, so boom. Drew Mestemaker. Ring the bell for Drew Mestemaker. That's a heads-up play right there.
After an interception?
Well, that ball's going back to UNT, isn't it? Or did they recover it? Okay, no. That ball, I don't know if college has the same rules as the NFL does, but if they do, that'll be North Texas ball at the 20-yard line. Because that ball went out of bounds.
Let's go UNT.
Needed that. You guys needed that. Because that's clear as day. That's a fumble. So we'll see. And y'all need that, because if they do count that a touchdown, you might as well go ahead and start circling the wagon, my friend. Start circling the wagon. 30-7 right now, pending this touchdown call. I do think this thing's going to get reversed, though. I really, really do.
Yeah, it looked like he fumbled.
Yeah, no, I think that was a clear fumble there. So we'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, what's the latest and greatest in the Mavs game there, Mr. Elliott?
Cooper Flagg's at the free throw line right now. SGA, you've held him in check. He only has 8 points with 5 minutes to go in the first half. Their leading scorer is Chet Holmgren with 9. Just knocked down a corner three. For the Dallas Mavericks, who do we think the leading scorer is? We'll go around the room. He has 8 points. We have 7, 7, 6, 6, and 8. Who do we think 8 points follows to?
Najee.
Incorrect. We'll go to the pimp cut.
I'm hoping it's Nembhard. I'm hoping we're seeing that's. I like to hear that.
And as soon as I say he's going to have a game where he gets humbled or goes back down to earth, Ryan Nembhard leading the team in scoring once again, 8 points, 2 assists, no rebounds. Cooper Flagg struggling a little bit in this one, 6 points, 1 of 4 from the field, and has 3 turnovers. The Oklahoma City defense getting to Jaboy, but they are keeping it close, only down 3 with under 5 to go in the first half. Holding Oklahoma, this will be now 2 times that they hold Oklahoma City to some of their lowest outputs as far as an offense goes. So
and without PJ too,
no PJ, no Gafford, no Lively. AD is a no show. Anthony Davis has, guess how many points he has, Trevor?
Well, since you said no show, I'm gonna say 0.
0 points.
That's wild.
You are darn near tied with the Thunder when PJ, Lively, and Gafford are out, and your best player Anthony Davis has 0 points.
I would have told you that you're lying if that was happening too. You know that we're only 3 points down. Granted, we play the Thunder really well.
We do.
What a reason.
That is just not a good matchup for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Don't let us get into the playoffs.
Oh, 6-5-1, standby to standby. Talk amongst yourselves real quick.
Okay, I don't know what 6-5-1.
I mean, he must have said something, triggered. He probably
no,
said Kansas
no, no.
Sucks.
He said no. He actually, no, 6-5-1. Shout out to you for giving us some help here. All right, real quick. High school playoff scores. Let's run some down real quick. Allen up on North Crowley, 28-14 in the third quarter.
Taking care of business.
Okay. North Shore all over Dickinson, 34-16. I picked Dickinson to win that game. Shows you what I know. North Shore, don't sleep on them boys, man. I'll tell you what, they won a couple games or lost a couple games early, but they've been dominant since. C.E. King over in Houston. They're beating up on Summer Creek right now, 24-14. And then you've got Lake Travis, who's up 8 on San Antonio Johnson. San Antonio Johnson, that was a popular pick to win that game, but they're losing 27-19. Now, one pick I did get right. I did say Frisco Lone Star would beat Highland Park. Right now, I should say it's not over yet, but Frisco Lone Star is up 44-31 over the Scots. Alito putting BTA to Denton Ryan, 43-10. This is all 5A D1, by the way. And then over in the San Antonio area, Smithson Valley, the defending state champions in 5A D1, they took care of New Braunfels tonight, 24-0. Over in 5A D2, South Oak, Cliff. They're up 21-0 over Port Neches Groves. Putting a little beat down on them. And then Argyle, we've got ourselves a ball game over there. They are up 5 on Melissa, 19-14. And then going back to the San Antonio area, Alamo Heights, they're down 48-42 to Bernie. That's in the fourth quarter. And then Richmond Randall, the defending state champions, they've got themselves a little nip-tuck going on as they're up a field goal over Iowa Colony, 31-28. Those two teams played earlier in the year as well. Over in 4A D1, Salina up over Alvarado, 31-14. Stephenville, the Yellow Jackets, 41-21. Fort Ben Crawford getting ran off the field by Kilgore, 30-3. And then Lavernia with a 35-27 lead over San Antonio Davenport, and that's in the fourth quarter. And then real quick, 4A D2, Carthage Tim, if you're listening, your boys are going to the regional finals again as they, I mean, it's all over with the crying. They're up on Athens 63-21.
Are they even playing real schools?
Who? Carthage?
Yeah, bro. Every Carthage, time we read their school, it's like 61-0.
Because Carthage is, just, I'm telling you, them boys are just built different over there, I promise you. Brock is beating up on Midland Greenwood. Actually, they already beat them. 35-14. And then the game of the night right now, Sitton and Cuero, the Gobblers, all knotted up at 42 in the fourth quarter. We'll keep you posted on that. And then shout out to all my folks over there in Fruit City, a.k.a. Orange, Texas. If you know, you know. Shout out to our guy, Earl Thomas. He's a West Orange Stark grad. But a lot of folks had them getting beat. Well, not so fast. They're up on Waco La Vega, 28-20 in the third quarter. So we'll keep you posted. And then my boys over in Newton, I've got a crazy story about some stuff that went down in Newton years ago, back when I was just a fledgling reporter. But they take care of ARP 66-20. That's over in 3AD. Two. So there's some high school scores for you. Real quick, I got a couple minutes left. I'll tell you the games that are going down tomorrow. Dripping Springs and Austin Vandegrift in 6A. Southlake Carroll and Denton Geyer match up tomorrow. Willis and DeSoto match up tomorrow. And you know, DeSoto is the proverbial favorite in that game. However, Willis has this kid, Jermaine. I want to say his last name is Burton. Don't quote me on that. Seven touches last week for 368 yards, four touchdowns. He also had a pick and forced a fumble. He's a five-star athlete. He's going to
LSU.
UT. Okay. And then, of course, a rematch from earlier in the year over there in District 11, maybe one of the best districts, if not the best district in all of the state of Texas, along with District 23 over there in Houston. Waxahachie, who handed Duncanville their only loss, rematch tomorrow. Ooh. Okay? Rematch tomorrow. So that's all your DFW. Although in private schools, Dallas First Baptist.
Okay. DBU.
Didn't know what kind of school, that didn't know what kind of football program they were rocking, but
that's DFB, actually.
That's DFB, for those of you scoring at home. They'll be playing the Brian Brazos Christian. All right, so get your Bibles out tomorrow. And then Houston.
They're going Old Testament.
Old Testament style.
Old Testament.
That's right. And then Houston Kip Sunnyside will be playing Dallas UME Prep tomorrow in the private schools. So a Saturday chocked full of high school football.
I went to a private school.
Colleyville. Yeah, but Colleyville Heritage, you guys played in like a real...
No. I wouldn't talk about Colleyville.
Oh.
Before I got to high school. I don't know if I've shared that here.
I mean, we've really never gotten into our middle school exploits, so this would be the first time you've ever shared what middle school you went to.
Yeah, it was a private school.
It's for like troubled kids, or... I mean, you're saying it kind of ominously, like there's something...
No, I just...
It's like the X-Men mutant school, or...
It's just like...
I mean, is there more to this?
And buses, did you have?
In actuality, yeah. Going to private school should be a flex. But I feel like nowadays, it's like the opposite. It's like, oh, you went to private school? Like, that's not a flex. Like, I don't want my kids to go to private school. I don't care how much money I have. They're going to go to public school and be in the real world, not be in the sheltered bubble life.
I mean, I guess it depends on the private school, though.
No, there's really no pros to going to private school. There is so many cons.
See, I disagree.
Send my kid to public school.
I went to a private school.
So did I.
I went to a private school.
I went to high school. And I'm glad once I started high school, I was in public school.
I think it all depends on
you got to get in them trenches early. If you are in private school in your high school ages.
Look, all I'm going to say is this. Sometimes private school is the only way you can go to school.
What do you mean?
Okay, right. Well, when you get kicked out of a public school and you can't,
well, I'm not talking
entire...
about those. I'm talking
all right,
about
that's what I'm talking about.
Like boarding schools, bro. I'm talking about paying $30,000 per semester.
Well, those
tuition.
Are different. That's a different.
That's
type
what I
of
mean.
Deal,
that's
man.
What I mean.
I went to a Catholic school. For
no,
God's
I'm talking
sakes.
About private school where you got to pay $10,000-$20,000 a semester.
Yeah.
And I'm saying my kid will never do that. I don't even care if I got the money. That's not the real world. And every kid that I've met that went to private school in high school, I never liked, and no one likes.
See, I'm going to push back on that because I've one of my closest friends growing up, he went to Phillips Andover over there in Massachusetts. And yes, that is one of the upper echelon of, I mean, you got to have funny money.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about like presidents have gone, like American royalty go to these type of schools. Yeah. Yes. Are there some a-hole kids that are disconnected from reality
because
they live in a different reality?
Absolutely. That said, it can open doors and provide opportunities that
get in the trenches.
You know, you wouldn't have anywhere else. Public school. Like, I'm not saying public school is not bad, but I'm also saying too, there's also some funny things going on in public school these days too.
Duh. But that's the real world. That's my point.
I don't know about that.
That's the real world.
I don't know about that. I've seen some stuff going on in public school these days.
No, public school is terrible.
Hey guys, I teach here. Calm down, all right? Before we start coming after public school, chill out.
No, I went to public school. I'm saying I think every kid in America should go to public school.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At least for a year. The kids that go to only private school don't turn out great.
I think that's a very unfair statement to make.
Coming from you, Mr. Unfair Statement himself.
Somebody who makes plenty of unfair statements. I know an unfair statement when I hear one. Yes, but there's plenty of a-holes that come from public schools too.
Duh, I know. And I'm just saying the parents more of the thinking that, I'm going to protect my kid because there's so many bad things happening at public school. I'm sending it to private school, end up hurting their kid more. So let me make that statement instead.
I think there's some to that, but I think also too, there are educational advantages to going to some of these private schools as well.
Sure.
I mean, there's no sure too. I mean, they're absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
But again, they'd be
cheating just as much as kids in public school.
Oh, look, I'm not exonerating the kids that go there and say they're perfect by any means. Like I said,
do we need to wrap up the segment, Trevor? He's giving us
there's crappy kids and people that go to both.
I think public school should be the standard, though. At least it will be in my household.
Let's clean some things up. I'll tell you what.
Let's get the security a little bit better.
Can we fix some of these teacher unions? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
teachers don't get paid enough. That's the problem, honestly.
At public and private?
Private's probably different. I don't know. I don't have any.
Can you be a substitute teacher at a private school?
Yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, that might be the one. But also, you
don't have to have a teacher's, like, a private school can hire a teacher without a certificate as well.
Yeah.
So there's some things
that's probably not good.
Well, it just depends.
Like, it's not about that.
It depends on certain institutions. Diapers?
Well, blame your unions for not getting paid enough. You keeping around all these crappy teachers that are sleeping with students.
Well, tenure is horrible. I think that's awful.
Amen.
I hate it.
I had to deal with that in college.
Again, it's a horrible
right to my
thing.
Face. Like, we ain't messing it. I'm failing you. Move on. I'm tenor.
Yep.
Seriously.
Is it tenor or tenure?
Tenured. Close enough.
I like tenor. It was a music school.
Government stinks with it, too.
He was a public school kid. Okay. Devil's Advocate, what's coming up?
I'll figure it out in the break. Coming up next.
This segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
All right, well, we're waiting for Blake to fire up the Devil's Advocate. Just a quick update. South Oak Cliff is now up 28-0 over PNG, so they have all but stamped their ticket, punched their ticket to the regional final. Melissa has scored, and they are now up 20-19 over Argyle, so that's in the fourth quarter as well. Frisco Lone Star, they're still up 51-38 over Highland Park. And then, let's see, Crowley, North Crowley, they're now down 10 to Allen, 31-21. And then Summer Creek, they're down a field goal to CE King. And then, of course, North Shore is up 37-17 on Dickinson. So, and Salina still putting a beat down on Alvarado, 45-21.
Oklahoma City took over the second part of the second half. It was 45-48. It ends at halftime, 63-48. Thunder out.
That'll do it.
SGA at the free throw line. Okay, you boys got a text message that have the subjects. If you're new to Devil's Advocate, the way this goes, we're going to rotate who's the judge. So Trevor will start as the judge. Me and Fred, Trevor will choose whatever topic he wants out of the 10. He will present said topic. He will say, Fred, you are for this statement. Blake, you are against, or vice versa. We will argue said statement, and the judge will say whose argument they liked better. They're very impractical situations. It's just seeing who can argue their point better. Some are more favorable than others, and then we will rotate who is the judge and go around in a circle and see who's the best arguer. If you will. Okay, Trevor, start us off.
All right, well, I'm gonna start off easy here. We're just going to go number one, just simply because that's numbers are nice. So, number one, if you slow walk into a grocery store and block the aisle, the person behind you should get a cut. Should get to cut in line at the checkout line.
Okay, so who's going to be for that statement? Who's going to be against?
So, Blake, I'm going to have you against that statement.
Okay.
So you don't, like, you just decide not to cut in line.
Okay.
Fred.
I don't think you should be able to cut in line.
Exactly. I believe you believe that you should be able to cut in line if you're slow walking in the grocery store.
Well, you started, Fred.
And if you slow walk in a grocery store and block the aisle, the person behind you should get to cut you.
Yeah. So you agree with that statement.
In the checkout line. Yeah, I mean, you've been a menace to society the entire time you've been there. I mean, this really irritates me when I'm in the grocery store. I get it. If you are taking your time and, you know, it's a leisurely stroll for you and you got your little list and you want to look at everything before you decide what you want to put into your cart, basket, or some people call it a starts with a T. I can't think of what the name is, but it'll come to me later. I think people on the East Coast call it something different. But that's fine. But when I get into the line, I have been very expeditious and prudent about how I go about my shopping. So therefore, when it comes to checking out, I'm expecting you're going to take the same slow, measured amount of time. I don't have time for that. I'm cutting in front of you. What do you care? You've been slow walking and taking your time anyway. Shouldn't matter to you. Boom. It's ease of service. Later days. I'll even say excuse me as I cut past you.
Well, I'm walking slow because I'm an elderly woman.
Okay, and that's great.
This is fast as I can go in the store. Okay. And I think the grocery store is quite large, so I think you can walk around me or say excuse me. So the fact that
I would.
So the fact that you're standing behind me when I'm walking slow, elderly, around the grocery store, and you're mocking me.
I'm not. I never said I was mocking you. See, now you're inserting error.
And then we want to get to the front of the line, and now you want to cut me?
So you're a slow walker and you're a liar. Go ahead and mark that, please. Thank you.
I'm slow because I'm elderly.
I didn't say there was anything wrong. Did I at any time mock?
I did not hear it.
I felt like I was mocked throughout. And I'm just trying to get my groceries.
Okay, that's a you problem.
I'm just trying to get my groceries to my children.
So you're slow and a little. So you're slow both physically and mentally.
Oh, so now the defendant's making fun of my mental processing. I'm old. Maybe I have dementia. And now I'm getting made fun of in the grocery store.
No, I'm
just trying to just get groceries for my grandchildren.
Just making an observation.
And then I
just
get to the checkout line, and he thinks he should cut in front of me.
Yeah,
I think
exactly
I should cut in front of him because of how rude he was in the line.
Mm.
So my problem here with Blake.
Thank you.
Is that you are having to make up that you're an old dementia'd lady to be able to walk slow. I'm thinking these arguments are like, oh, Fred's in line or Blake's in line. That's why. Yeah. And the fact that you had to come up that you're an elderly woman with dementia.
Feeble and elderly.
I am going to vote for Fred here because I do think that you should be able to
walk heater,
around and
way.
Get around as you please. Now, again, if it was just Blake, maybe we could have got a better argument there.
Well, okay. That's
I'll be the judge now. Let's see who wins this one. Okay. The prompt is, if your dog is ugly, you don't deserve sympathy when it misbehaves. So I'm going to say that Fred has to argue against that.
Okay.
If your dog is ugly, you don't deserve sympathy when it behaves. You have to argue for
that.
When
it misbehaves.
Yeah, when it misbehaves. You have to argue for that. So pretty much you're with the ugly dogs not getting treated.
So basically your dog's ugly is all get out, and we don't get any sympathy because your dog's ugly.
Yes. So you have to say that they shouldn't get sympathy. Fred has to say they should get sympathy.
Well, I think the problem here is that I think all animals deserve sympathy regardless of whether they're ugly or not. I mean, again, yes, my animal has an underbite. Yes, my animal has a floppy ear that he can't help. You know, I've tried to tape and all these different things to be as positive as possible.
You're doing doesn't need sympathy.
Yeah.
By the way. Doesn't. If they're ugly, doesn't.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that all animals need sympathy, regardless of what it is.
You're arguing my point.
You're arguing Fred's point.
No, because my dog is lovely and beautiful, and you guys are wrong. He's not ugly. Yes, he has an underbite, but that's what makes him cute. He's got a floppy ear.
Yeah.
He smiles when I say smile, and when he pees on the floor, you just got to clean it up. It's okay. It is an okay thing.
Yeah.
Objection. The judge is still waiting for why dogs don't deserve sympathy.
Yeah.
I thought, what do you mean? They.
Yeah, so.
I must be misreading it.
Yeah, it's very possible.
You're not going off if is it ugly or not. You're going off if it's ugly. That's already a statement that's been made. It does not deserve sympathy because it's ugly. You're not trying to convince me that it's not ugly.
I'm trying to not convince you that it's ugly.
No, don't worry about ugly. Don't worry about that part.
Okay.
It's ugly.
But it is ugly. That's what I'm saying. My dog's ugly, and it doesn't deserve sympathy.
Correct.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's the point you're...
Who cares if my dog's ugly? Who gives a crap? Like, it's my dog. I bought him. I spent my $12 of the adoption fee to be able to bring him home.
Okay.
He misbehaves. He eats... he chewed on the chair. That's fine. Again, I knew what was going to come and when I brought that dog home.
Okay, we're going to go to Fred because I don't think Trevor understands point. Let's go to Frederick.
I don't know what the argument point. That's
okay, so I'm against, I think you should get sympathy.
Yes.
Okay?
Even if your dog is ugly.
I mean, look at you.
Wow. Who are you looking at? Are you looking at the judge?
Looked at Blake, thankfully.
Look at any of you guys, okay? I mean, here's the deal, okay? What do they say? Dogs take on the persona of their owner? Okay, you're ugly as hell. Your dog's ugly as hell. You're probably over 25 and not getting laid to begin with. So you need all the help and sympathy you can get. All right. That's probably why you ain't getting no play, because you're sitting around with this ugly ass dog. So you know what? You need all the help and sympathy you can get. My hat's off to you.
Do I have to award a point? That was two bad arguments from both of y'all.
This feels like AI wrote this prompt, and there's some double negatives going on.
I went scorched earth with it.
No point award right there.
That's absolutely fair.
Okay, here's mine. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Okay, I like this.
You like it so much you're not reading it?
Okay, hold on.
You do realize we got like 30 seconds and you're...
Okay. If you bring... What did we say a kickback was?
Party. Small party.
If you bring nothing to a kickback, you are legally required to laugh at every joke, even the weak ones.
So who's voting? Who's...
You're for it.
Okay, so
against it.
Okay, I think if you decide not to bring an item that's selfish, and the only thing you can do to remove that selfishness is to be unselfish.
Well, just remove the selfishness, because if you unremove it, then it's still there.
Let's remove the selfishness. and let's be selfless. And let's laugh at jokes that even aren't funny. You didn't bring an item, so why not bring some laughter? It's not your time. Let's bring some love. Let's bring some warmth to the kickback. Because you could have brought an item, you could have brought wine like Jimmy and Kevin. Yeah. We decided not to. So I think that is a great prompt. And I think if you bring nothing, the least you can do is bring some laughter.
The only kicking you deserve is be getting a swift kick in the tail. Because none of that crap. If you're going to bring nothing, get out. You're probably telling the jokes is probably whoever's hosting, and they probably let you come.
We're not telling the jokes. I brought ice,
potato salad. Get out of here.
We're laughing at jokes, not telling them, Trevor. You weren't listening.
Now, real quick, this will help me decide who wins. Were you supposed to bring something to the kickback? Because I typically,
it just says the kickback. It just says you didn't bring anything.
My assumption is if it's saying, hey, you had to bring something,
didn't say that at all.
Just said you didn't bring anything to the kickback.
But it's implied.
No, but it's not.
It's implied.
We're in court.
No. Look, I'm not bringing anything to a kickback. So, you know what? We'll let Blake win this. All right. Final hour of the program, boys and girls. We've got Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. But when we come back, we will reset the Cowboys discussion and what are your Mavericks doing and what the hell's going on with UNT. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Final hour of the program, Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.